Welcome everybody to episode number 12 of the Built Bricks podcast. I'm recording this Saturday, June 12th, airing to you on Sunday, June 13th. Welcome everybody. It is so happy to be here again. Yeah, got done with filming. I'll tell you that for sure. And we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot. There's a lot going on, as well as just like tons of all these new stuff. So I am honestly very excited to be here, and I hope you are too. So let's get right in, and we have a great episode for you guys. I think, yeah, we have a really, really great episode for you guys. I'm going to be talking about some of the new LEGO stuff coming, as well as LegoCon. I'm also going to be talking about my experience with the new Minecraft update, Caves and Cliffs Part 1, and my ideas with that. I'm also going to be telling you how I'm getting into Ninjago and the LEGO movie I'm making called the LEGO Ninjago Movie 2. And yeah, we have a lot to talk about, and also my week, because I'm finished filming. So I think we should start with my week, just to get that out of the way. Okay, my week. My week has been, I should say, it's been really crazy. Every day I've been waking up at 5 o'clock, pretty much. I should say 5 o'clock. One day it was like 4:45. And I drive all the way to the studio where I film Kids Beach Club. And if you haven't listened to last week's episodes, or the week before that, actually, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. And what I'm saying is that I'm filming a TV show, and I'll actually link it in the description for you guys to see that. But I am filming a show, a Christian TV show, season 2. I think it's going to air in October, so I mean, I'll talk more about that when we get to the October episodes. Of course, that's going to be a very long time, so I honestly don't have a great, I don't have a great mindset of like when episodes are going to come, but I know that they're for sure going to come over around October, maybe September at the earliest. But yeah. So it's fun. And I had so much fun catching up with all my friends, as well as meeting the new cast and everything. So I really enjoyed things there. And I've also been working on a LEGO movie. So let me tell you the story about this. So a couple of years ago, I think it actually might have been like last year, or maybe the year before that, me and my brother love this movie. And it's the LEGO Ninjago movie. And the LEGO Ninjago movie means so much to us. It was one of my favorite movies, one of my definitely favorite LEGO movies. They did just so well with the animation, and I just like how they bring in the Chinese culture, and Japanese too. And I don't know, me and my brother realized that they're not coming out with a sequel. And they said that they were going to come out with a sequel in 2021. Guess what, boys? That was the rumor. It's 2021. Have you seen any trailers? Have you seen any teasers of sorts? Have you ever even seen any casting announcements for the LEGO Ninjago Movie 2? So, I already know for sure that they're not coming out with one. And now with getting the news that the LEGO Batman Movie 2 was canceled, LEGO Ninjago Movie, probably not going to happen. And my brother, he loves Ninjago. Brick Ninja, you know him. He loves Ninjago. And we were like, guys, we gotta make a LEGO Ninjago movie too. Then we had a little bit planned, and I like that we gave up on it, but I remember we did this in our little clubhouse. We built all the little minifigs, and I remember a bunch of dill pickle sunflower seeds that we ate. We had like a whole bowl of them, and we have like a little plastic cup that we spit the shells into. But I just remember that being such a great time with my brother. We ended it after we got into a big fight. We always get into fights when we like work together. I was hoping that this year we wouldn't with this movie. And I was like, I just sort of want to finish what we started. and we did do good. But honestly, this is, we're talking about 2019, guys. Our stop motion wasn't good then. So we have gotten better at stop motion for sure. For sure. So it's more of a I have a feeling, and recently we've gotten a couple of Legos from a friend, and it includes some Lego Ninjago movie stuff. And I was like, remember that time when we tried making the Lego Ninjago movie 2? Let's do it, for real. Let's try to make a 1-hour and 30-minute movie. And my brother was like, no, that's gonna take too long. Even the TV show is shorter than that. I was like, dude, season 1, even season 11 of Ninjago. Each episode is 22 minutes. So basically, if you really think about it, season 1, 3 episodes of season 1 equals the timing of the Lego Ninjago movie. And I had to teach him that. So once he saw it from that point of view, I think he was more like a, okay, we got it. I think we can do it. And I think it's going to be so much fun working on it. I'm already started working on minifigures. The set that we're going to mainly need, I think, is the Lego Ninjago City Gardens. And the Ninjago City Gardens, I think, is a set that Anthony really wants. And once we get that set, I think it's going to be like a huge addition to the movie. And then while I was starting making minifigures and making the whole entire Good Morning Ninjago scenery, because there's these certain parts, these certain chunks and seconds and minutes of the movies that you just remember. And one of my favorites was the Good Morning Ninjago scene. Good morning, Ninjago. Buenos dias, Ninjago. And when I was typing up the script, which I actually have right here, hold on. Oh, I think you can see that. Yep. For those of the people on, there we go. The Lego Ninjago movie, True Potential. So yeah, as I was working on it, I was like, we totally need to add the Lego Good Morning America. Not Good Morning America, but Good Morning Ninjago. So here it is. We are Good Morning Ninjago. Robin Roberts here. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And I just thought that was like one of my favorite scenes from the movie, and I really wanted to include that. Sorry. And it was more like it was just one of those moments, you know, that I just really wanted to have in that movie. And as well as a bunch of other scenery too. Of course, we need Lloyd's bedroom back and all this different stuff. So there's so much that goes into the Lego Ninjago movie that we need to inquire in the Lego Ninjago movie too. And as I was making these minifigures and stuff, I just felt happy. I just felt like it's sort of cool that Lego sort of representing Chinese culture in these. And also how I also really like Monkey Kid. And I was like, scrolling here on Lego.com, and I was like, looking at these sets, and I was like, these are cool. You know, these are sets I actually like. And bros, I think I'm gonna start getting into Ninjago. Ninjago Mania, the rise. It's rising. And I mean, I like Ninjago. There's nothing wrong with the sets. I just thought it wasn't sort of my type. But now looking at these sets, I was like, these look actually cool. And it looked like something that I would want to build and display and all this stuff. And I was like, and I even told my bro, I was like, bro, we need to, I think I'm going to start getting into Ninjago. My favorite season right now is season 15. I will say I do really like the season 15 sets, as well as the Lego Ninjago movie sets. And now that we're working on, as I was saying, the Lego Ninjago movie 2, And season 15 sets aren't coming until like August 1st, but Stuffy called Zabby, they're obviously having them. But I was like, okay, I'm starting to get into the Lego Ninjago movie, so that's what I should focus on right now. And so now I'm looking at Brick Link and all these new stuff from the Lego Ninjago movie. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get into Ninjago. Okay, enough about my week, because I just spent 10 minutes talking about it. Whoa! Longer episodes, boys. Longer episodes. Let's get into the Lego thoughts of the week. I think this is going to start becoming a weekly thing. I haven't been talking much about it. Marvel sets. The Infinity Saga sets. I haven't been seeing these. I actually haven't been talking about them as much. So, I was like, okay, boys. Welcome to the Infinity Saga sets. I'm going on here, typing up Infinity Saga. Oh boy, let's start here, bros. Okay, first we got the Infinity Gauntlet, $70. Oh boy. The Infinity Gauntlet, guys, this is cool, $70. Awesome price, of course, that classic 18 plus packaging, as well as in the Sora style as the helmets. We're getting basically the Infinity Gauntlet, and the stones are perfectly well, the gold, oh my, I love this already. This is a set that I just think would be cool to put on display, you know? Wait, what if you can actually put your... Maybe you could put your hand into it. I don't know, that might be dumb. What am I thinking? Anyways, I love the Infinity Gauntlet. $70. I don't know. Should I get this or should I not? Whew. I already love this, okay? I already love this. This is one of my... Okay, I don't know. I like the Ninjago more than this. It still looks awesome, and I can already see it on display. Whew. I don't know. Should I? I might just wait until it comes out on August. Let's see if this is Infinity Saga. Yep, it is. We got Sanctuary 2 in-game battle. We come with Captain Marvel, Iron Man, and Thanos. And the ship, I don't really like those sticker pieces. I don't know. They just look a little bit fishy. I really have nothing much to say about it except for those stickers. I don't really like how they look. They look like really cartoonish. And I'm trying not to say anything bad about this set. The ship, they designed it well. I just don't like the stickers. Oh, and I love that stuff that you added to Captain Marvel there. That's actually pretty genius. As well as a hand and some stuff for Thanos and Iron Man. I have nothing against the set. I think it's pretty cool. I think those are the only two sets. I'm looking. No, not seeing anything. Nothing else. So, I think that's it for the Infinity Saga. Whew. I like those Infinity Saga sets. I will say those are pretty cool. And now for something for me to ramble about, because I like rambling. And guys, this week, something happened. They came out with, I think, the best Lego set in history. It was first teased on Instagram, and then they revealed it. And then I was like, pew! blown away. And that, guys, is the Lego Ideas typewriter. First of all, I love typewriters. Typewriters have been, it's been that like retro thing that I actually own. I actually own two typewriters. One of them is broken, one of them I actually use. And as a Lego fan, I love this. Okay, I love this. Oh boy. Okay, first of all, printed tiles on those letter pieces. Oh, I love those letter tile pieces. Those are really cool on all the keys. I like the fabric piece for the new ribbon. Everything looks good. Am I getting the set? Yes. Yes. Definitely. Yes. Whew. $200. Great price. 2,079 pieces. It even comes with a letter. You can feed paper into it. Movable type. Inspired by a true original. Oh, I love this already, boys. Just looking at all the things here that you can do. And of course the 18 plus packaging. I love this set. I love it so much. And I even like, I can't say enough good things about this set. I think everything was great. I love it. I love the sand green. Everything just brings that nostalgia. Did I say that correctly? Nostalgia to you. And as a retro person, this is a masterpiece. So I'm going to be saving up my money to get this because I absolutely love it. It's like, who wouldn't love a set like this? And, whew. Okay, I think I've said enough about the typewriter. And I think it's something that I have to talk about because I only talked about a little bit in the last episode. LegoCon. It's coming June 26th, and it's like a little Lego convention. And it's an online experience for Lego fans everywhere. It says, join us for 90 minutes of live entertainment, world first reveals, behind the scenes access, and never tried before build attempts. It's something new, so it's something fresh, and it's all online. We're going live from the Lego house, and we got some cool stuff. We're having Q&A with Lego designers and Mojang, a new Star Wars set reveal. Take a look at the Star Wars set, a truly magical challenge from Lego Harry Potter, real life interview with an astronaut, and I'm going to be here. I'm going to come, and I don't know. I honestly just can't wait for all this stuff, and I think they did good with the trailer. Okay, obviously Llama's coming. I am coming to the LegoCon, yeah. I have one last thing to talk about, and I'm probably going to talk about it a lot. And boys, that's my Cajun Cliffs experience from Minecraft. So Minecraft recently basically revealed Cajun Cliffs Part 1. And I'm not a huge gamer, but I love Minecraft. And I am thinking about starting a gaming channel. That's something that I'll ask you. And you can put in like an Apple review or like email me down below. Should I start a gaming channel, like, all about Caves and Cliffs, or, like, my Minecraft experience where I'm talking about Minecraft and just playing other games? Or maybe I could do Twitch streams or something like that. Do you think I should do that? Would people want to see that? That's something I'm going to ask you, the viewer, because, or the listener, I should say, because, I mean, I'm only going to do it if you want me to do it. I'm not the one who's watching this. I'm not the one who's listening to this. You are. And it's all up to you. Of course, I play Minecraft, and I'm already in love with the goats, the new fish, and of course the new caves. I actually went to a cave, and I saw copper, and I was like, yay, copper's here. And I also like the new way ores look, as well as new stones. And of course, you can't beat the glow squid. And I am excited about the new powdered powder. Sorry, I've been talking for how long? Oh, 20 minutes. I've been talking, yeah. So, powder snow, copper, of course, new stuff. I'm already excited for part two. So, yay. And now there's going to be candles coming soon. And candles. Another, what? I played with goats. I actually tried out all the new features in Caves of Close. I already love it, as well as how I found copper, and I even started the new survival world in 1.17. So I got to experience copper and actually find it in the cave and stuff, going into creative and actually like spawning them. I haven't found a glow squid. I did see, I don't know how to say it. It starts with an A. An axtel? It's the new fish. I found one in caves, but I thought they were going to, like, hit you. And I thought they were, like, hostile. But it turns out it's passive mob, and you can just kill them. And I found one in a cave crawling. So, yeah, I love this. So, I think that's it for today's Build Bricks. I'm not going to say thank you for listening. Well, I am going to say thank you for listening but I will say that thank you for listening, and thank you for being here on my journey, because it means a lot that somebody is actually listening. And you are listening. You, the listener, are listening to this. And give me your thoughts on the podcast, because if you give me your thoughts, that'll help improve the podcast, and it'll make your experience better. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching, and Zach out.